Hi everyone, welcome to our new podcast, episode 1. You're here with me, Ginta and Marina, and we are here in Los Angeles, California. On this podcast, we're going to talk all things parenthood, fashion world, health, and how we got to where we are today, and our own experience. We are no experts by any means, just moms with careers that are finding the best ways of living life. Tune in and find out more. We're going to start with our stories from childhood to how we ended up in New York, city where we both lived for a long time and where our careers as models took off. And it's a city where we both met. Marina, tell us about your childhood. How did you grow up?
Hi, everyone. Thank you, Ginta, for the lovely introduction. Well, I was born in Minsk to a single mom. My dad left my mom when she was 9 months pregnant, so she had to give birth by herself, which I'm sure wasn't easy.
For sure.
Having kids now, how did she even do that? Mm-hmm. And then we lived in a communal house, which is, for whoever don't know what communal house is, it's, you know, a house where there's many, many families live, and you have one room with one bed, and then you share the kitchen, and you share the, you know, bathroom, the toilet, for the whole family is on one floor. Mm-hmm. As a kid looking back, I kind of feel like it was fun for me because we had all the little kids running around and the kitchen was kind of like huge and there was like all moms making dinner, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone is kind of grabbing food from each other. So looking back, like I didn't feel like I lived really poor because...
Because that's what you knew.
Right, because that's, you know, I didn't know better. Mm-hmm. We didn't have TVs or we weren't even open to US yet or, you know, other countries. So I feel like I had pretty happy, you know, childhood, even though looking now it's crazy. It was really, mm-hmm. really poor. And then when I was 7 years old, my mom, she was a construction worker.
No way.
So when I was, yeah, she was a construction worker, but she was doing the walls. Mm-hmm. She was painting the walls and like doing wallpaper, mm-hmm. putting wallpaper up. So that was her job. So because she was single mom back then in Soviet Union, they would like put her in line and then give her housing. So when I was around 7, they gave us a house.
A house or apartment?
Apartment.
Apartment.
Apartment building.
Wow. You
know, a home, I guess. Yeah, apartment building.
Do you remember that memory, like how you felt when you were like, oh my God, we're actually going to have our own place?
Yeah, I mean, it was surreal because you go from, you know, communal house with, you know, the cockroaches, the like the crazy, mm-hmm. like it wasn't nice, you know. So living in a new apartment building, like brand new, and I had my own room. And we had our own kitchen and like, you know, it was surreal. Mm-hmm. So my mom worked so hard to give me the best she could. And when I was also 7, around the same time, my mom met who is my dad now, because I never had a dad. So I call him, you know, dad, even though he's my stepdad. So he raised me. My mom's still married to him. And, you know, I have a stepbrother and we have a great relationship actually. So I got lucky that, you know, my mom met someone.
So I know that you have brother. So he's right. Actually your stepbrother.
He's my stepbrother.
Okay.
But I think not many people know that, mm-hmm. because my dad, my stepdad is my dad. Mm-hmm. Because I never had a dad or, you know, father figure.
And you know, you and your brother look alike so much
so
that
much.
I would never even think that you guys have separate
right.
fathers.
And wow. A lot of people say, oh, you look way more like your dad. Mm-hmm. So it was always funny because my mom is like brunette and my dad is, you know, blonde with blue eyes. So
yeah,
my dad always said, yeah, of course, she looks more like me.
So yeah.
It was like always a joke, you know, when my mom and my dad got together, mm-hmm. everyone is always say that. So we're kind of like...
That's kind of cool, though. Yeah. I mean, he is your dad. He raised you, so...
He is for sure my dad. And yeah, I never met my real dad. So, you know, my childhood was poor, but like, I guess by the age I was 10 or like whatever, 7 to 10, it got better. My mom started a business. She was selling fur, sorry, pita, but like, you know, that was a long time ago. And that's what...
And that part of the world, that's, right, you know...
That's what you did in Russia, you know, yeah. In Belarus. So she started her own business with my dad. My dad was selling cars. My mom was selling, you know, jackets. And it was kind of better. I was going to school, whatever. Everything was fine. And then by the age I was 12, my girlfriend from my class, she wanted to go to this modeling competition. And she's like, come on, let's go with me. And I was not pretty. Like, I wasn't a pretty girl
in school. I don't believe you.
I was like really skinny. Like, I was never kind of like a cool girl at all. I was like a nerd. And she's like, let's go. And she was like gorgeous, tall. Her name is Marina as well. So we went to the competition, and yes, of course, they chose me, not her. And then the agent from Paris, from Next agency, they like chose me for this program, whatever, to come when I'm hit 16. Or, you know, something like that. I can't really remember like exactly mm-hmm. the details, but I never waited till 16. And I went to Paris just to check it out, like when I was really, really young, like 13 or 12, like 12 and a half, 13. And
did you go by yourself or with your mom?
I went by myself. The agents met me there, and I was just like, I fucking hated it. Like, I didn't like Paris, then I was trying
I hated my first time in Paris, too.
It was so stressful, like, stinky, cold, dark. People was mean, like, I don't know.
And it's a hard city to survive and no money.
No money. Like, mm-hmm. they give you 30 euros.
It's like, what can you do with that? Like, a subway ticket and what?
There was a choice for me. I either buy a subway ticket or eat.
Mm-hmm.
Where I eat and I walk,
yeah,
to castings. So I didn't necessarily love that. So I went to London, and it was the same exact thing, even more expensive, and like they give you a little bit more money. But London is also, I still this till this day like don't love London that much.
It's a hard city, yeah.
Right. So I went back home, and I'm like, you know what? I'm so young, whatever. But I didn't love the country I was living in. I don't know why. I never felt like it was where I'm meant to live forever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then someone proposed that I go to Japan just to train, and like, it's easy, they take care of you there. So I went to Japan. I remember flying there, you know, I'm the young girl, 13 years old from Belarus, flying to Japan. I remember like I had no idea about the planes. So I went, you know, where they serve food. There's like a space on the floor. Mm-hmm. So I took a blanket and I slept there because it's so long. I'm like, you can't sleep in this chair.
Did you really?
I really
like
did.
Like in an aisle.
Where they serve food. Yeah. There's like a little thing. And after they kind of stopped serving, there was like, you know, a moment of 6 hours. They kind of let people sleep. So I just slept there. I felt great. I arrived. And I was, I don't know, I was just like young and not so smart. And I tried to speak Russian like to people. And the first woman that I tried to speak Russian to, she was like, oh, actually, I was learning Russian in college. Like, she spoke Russian, this Japanese lady.
Wow.
So she helped me to get on an Anna bus to get to my stop, or my agency would meet me. And I was great. Like, they take you to castings on a car. Mm-hmm. They take you to jobs. They give you, you know, Japanese, they're really precise. They're really organized. They give you a map to go to jobs, you know. It was really organized, and I just loved it. I fell in love with Japanese culture. I fell in love with, you know, Japanese people. They were really, I know, like, people have problems that are, like, fake or whatever. I kind of loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I made money. I made, like, $10,000, which what my parents make in 2-3 months, you know.
That's a lot.
So I made, like, right.
And how long did you make 10,000? How long did you work there?
I made it, like, in a month or two.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I made a lot of money for me back then. So I went home, and then I was kind of fine. Then I, you know, my parents let me go back. I went back.
Because they're like, she's doing good, so right. You keep on trying, right?
So when I get back, I didn't leave Japan for 3.5 years.
And when did you go back? What age?
Went back to Minsk.
No, when you went back to Minsk, and then you decided to go back to Japan. Yeah. What age?
It was like around 13 and a half.
Wow. And all by yourself.
All by myself. And, you know, Japan was crazy. It was like nice, but then it kind of became being a little dark. Like the kind, you know, the modeling there is, it's really stressful. It's like, it's a lot. You work day and night. You don't sleep. I got into party scene. I was kind of just like partying a lot, partying all night, going from club to work. So like, it started to get a little bit dark for me personally. And I think for a lot of girls too.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was like 16 and a half, 17, I went back home and my parents just didn't recognize me. I was really skinny. I was like, you know, drinking, smoking weed, like not what I should have been doing, you know? So my parents took my passport and they wouldn't let me leave for a year. So I went back to school. I was just kind of staying home. Got better, I guess, you know? Didn't really party at Minsk.
Like, got more grown up too, you know?
You know, I grew up, like...
I think that's the thing when you leave as such a child, 13, 14, you don't know, you know, you're just like suddenly in this like different environment thrown into, and then you just want to explore, and then that's what you see what other people do, so you want to,
right,
like, you know, become part of that.
Right, and I went to the clubs with these people who were like 20, you know, mm-hmm. like, which is... You know, and they were doing things and I was doing things and we had a lot of fun. But then coming to Minsk, I was like, oh my God, it's a little too much. Even being like 17, like I even understood it was too much.
Mm-hmm.
So my British agency that, you know, I went like when I was 13, they proposed that I would go to London again. So I went to London and I had my own money already. I had a little bit of money so I could, you know, I could buy like food.
Mm-hmm.
And I could take subways. So I stayed there for a few months. And then the big break was that I found agency in New York. And I was like, I'll give it a shot to New York. But I don't really want to live in New York. That's what I was mm-hmm. telling myself. I was like, I want to go back to Japan. That's all I want to do, right? Can go back to Japan, be more mm-hmm. normal. Like, maybe don't party too much. And just, like, it's incredible country. Like... the culture, the everything, you know, mm-hmm. it's just like so surreal and cool. And I really loved it. And I spoke Japanese a little bit at that point, you know.
You really did. Wow.
I did. I didn't speak English. And when I came to New York, I was like, hi, hello. And yeah. I was like, bowling. You know?
Picked up the Japanese culture.
Oh, for sure. I was like,
hi. So interesting. Yeah.
Are you okay? You know?
Yeah.
So I came to New York and I told the people at the agency that I don't really want to be here. I want to be in Japan. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever. And my agency was DNA.
Mm-hmm.
That at the moment, they were the best, the most exclusive, like just the shit, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, though my journey of modeling was kind of, you know, slow because mm-hmm. I started at 12 and that was, you know, I was 19 and a half. I came in the summer. I was like, 18 and a half, sorry, I was 18 and a half, I was almost 19, because mm-hmm. I was 19 in September, so I was like yeah. almost 19. I never left US, obviously that's my story, I never left yeah. US, you know, but, you know, they were just loving, and they were just kind of, my agent Christina, she was just really cute, and like, she was loving, she was taking me everywhere by hand, and she put me in a model apartment and said, Christiana, I have 10,000 in my account. You know, it's funny for yeah. me now, you know, but I'm like, I had a lot more, actually. I was like,
I just laugh because I think I know what's coming.
Right. So. No, I don't think you know. I said, I don't want to live in a model apartment.
Oh, I thought you're going to say that you're fine. You just want to leave the country. You're like, right. You don't need this. But okay, so you didn't want to...
No.
So you were ready to like get your own place. You were thinking yeah. that's... Okay.
I said, you know what? I don't want to live with other girls. Mm-hmm. I didn't live with other girls in Japan. I paid for my own apartment. Mm. And by the way, the apartments in Japan, you guys, its size...
Oh, it's so tiny.
...of your toilet.
Yeah.
It's a pull-out bed gosh. And you live in a toilet with a little sink. Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, that's how a lot of people in Japan
tiny
live.
There, mm-hmm. yeah.
But I had my own space, and, like, I'm here with, like, the girls, and I was like, listen, the girls go to, like, Wanok. Okay, Wanok didn't exist yet, but, like, you know, mm-hmm. Marquee. And they come back, and, like, I was trying to get out of the party life, you know?
Yeah.
I was, you know, doing Jiva Mukti yoga every day. I was trying to be good. I guess I was always kind of strong in my head mm-hmm. after that, like, kind of difficult situation in Japan that I got into, like, party life. So I wanted to be good, you know? So I was like, listen, I want to live by myself. So I rented an apartment at Avenue B, which was still dangerous at the time. It was 223 Avenue B, I remember that. And
Avenue B and what? Because that was my first...
14.
14. I was Avenue... I was 7th Street between B and C.
See, it was close, right? You were a little bit there. You were like in a little bit of cooler area.
Yeah, but lots of grunge though. It was like full sketchy, but...
Very sketchy, you know. It was $2,000 a month. But I could afford it because I started doing catalogs. They're really smart in New York. They put you to do catalogs right away because they don't know if you're going to make it as a fashion model. You know, they don't know if you're going to do Dior campaigns or whatever. So they make you, you know, do catalogs. So you have your own money and then send you on like fashion
classes. Yeah, that's how you gain experience. And plus they want their money back too because they pay in advance, you know, for like your comp cards, travel and all that expenses.
I would say they were really professional, more professional than like Europe agencies. Like, I feel like, I don't want to like talk bad about Europe or anything, but like, I feel like US is just like,
they have it down.
Yeah. They're just so professional. And then I started doing a bunch of catalogs. I was like, you know, a pretty Russian girl, like Belarusian, sorry. I was like, you know, pretty blonde girl. Like, I did well on catalogs. And then my agent Louis, who you probably know, he took me to Steven Meisel pretty soon after I arrived, and that was it. There was a Italian Vogue cover, and you know, my career just started rolling from there.
Wow, that's really impressive, especially from such a young age. I started way later. I was almost 16, but you starting from 12, 13, that's like you're still... I mean, at 16, you're still a child, but I feel like 12, 13, it's like, how was it for your mom to let you go?
I don't know. I ask this myself a lot. I'm like, will I send, you know, Anna Sophia or Gia?
Yeah, now you have having your kids on your own.
Having my own kids. I'm like, I want them to live in the mountains until they're 20. Don't meet any guys. Don't go anywhere. Don't talk to anyone. Don't have phones. But like... I think my mom and dad was always like kind of cooler, you know, and they're always like open to, you know, other countries for me, and they wanted better life for me because they also understood that in Belarus at, you know, at that time it was still like the Soviet fell and, you know, it was better, it was getting better, but like, look at the shit now, like what's happening in Russia and Ukraine and Belarus. We used to be brothers and sisters. We used to be one country.
Yeah, and I think that really came as a shock to everyone.
Right. And your country, we used to be one country. Now they're fighting each other. It just doesn't make sense. You know, whatever reasons is, you know, we're not getting in politics here, but that was the right choice in the end. And they wanted better life. And I think after I moved to New York and I really became really successful and I helped my family a lot as well, you know, even though they did well, it's not like it was really like great there. So
yeah,
I helped in a lot. My brother moved in with me when I was 22 year old, which I kind of had a child since I was 22 because he was, again, he was 13 and he played hockey and he lived with me. So I had to like kind of adopt him to be his legal guardian.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't just be like...
I did actually similar with my brother. Right, like, so funny.
You understand
that. Yeah.
So he went to school in Chinatown and we lived downtown. It was pretty cool.
Where's he now?
He still lives in New York. He has a jewelry brand. He's killing it, like he says, you know.
That's great.
Yeah, he's killing it. So I feel like I gave life not only to myself, but also to my family. And
it's so beautiful, especially, you know, hearing like you got to be so strong. And I think probably that's what your mom and dad saw in you for for them to trust to let you in the world at that age, you know?
Right. They like maybe didn't know like the whole, you know, dramatic stories I had in Japan that I was like a little too much into like body life. But I feel like I always was like stronger like, I feel like my dad always said, oh, you're so much stronger than your brother, you know, like, mm-hmm. he would kind of say that sometimes, which, like, now, I don't know if I see that, but I was always, like, a strong, like, girl, mm-hmm. you know, a strong woman, so I think they just saw that, and they trusted in me, and mm-hmm. I'm really happy they did, because I don't want to be back there right now, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be there. I really love U.S.
Mm-hmm. So when you moved from Japan to U.S., yeah. that's another culture shock, coming from Minsk, Belarus, to Japan,
yep.
and then to U.S. That's like completely different world.
But I like the hassle of New York, mm-hmm. and I love that it was kind of like Japan in a way. Like, it was like hassle,
I see why.
And the people were cooler, and, you know, it was very professional, like Japan, because Europe... I never clicked with Europe. Mm-hmm. Till this day, I never really lived in Europe for, mm-hmm. you know, longer periods of time. I always wanted to be, you know, in New York or Los Angeles or Miami or Hawaii. Like, I don't know.
And especially when you just start, I feel yeah. like Japan and U.S. was easier places to survive money-wise. When you don't right. have money, when you live from pocket money that agency gives you, right? In like somehow it's easier, and New York is walkable, you can walk everywhere.
Yeah,
I remember just
walking
to my right. job, so you save money on metro.
Right, you walk everywhere, you're yeah. like, okay, what is it, 20 blocks, 20 minutes, great,
easy.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I never worked out when I lived in New York.
No, you don't have to, because you always walk,
right.
so
I did all my Victoria's Secret shows. I never worked out. I think I started to work out 2013.
Mm-hmm.
That's like 7 years after I moved to US.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I feel like New York is moving, and I love that energy. It's a little different now, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, it clicked with me. I clicked with Japan, and I clicked with New York. And I think that, yeah, I'm just happy I did that. You know, I'm
For
happy
sure.
I tried New York, and it worked out.
And how many years you lived in New York?
2006
mm-hmm.
through... I got pregnant with Anna Sophie in 2019. So I think that's when I moved to Los Angeles.
Yeah, so that's like yeah. 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Well, on that note, that's a great story, Marina.
Thank
very
you.
Impressive. I know you pretty well, but it's actually very interesting for me to hear all the story in details and like how you grew up in community house. And it's, you know, it's very beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing, and thank you guys so much for tuning in today, and we're gonna see you all next time.
Bye.